I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roaming Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, roamingoz.com.au. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, we've got three people on the show this week, Lynn. First of all, we are starting in St. George.
Yes, that's right. And you're going to be chatting to Brett from the Sandytown River Cruisers.
Brett's a really nice fellow. Now, what can you tell our listeners? Just a little prequel as to the river, Sandytown River Cruisers.
Oh, well, it's on the Boulon River in St. George.
Right.
And it's a great afternoon cruise down the river, and you see the sun setting, you hear the birds. Brett tells you a little bit about the wildlife and everything and the fish. And you can take your cheese and bickies with you and your bottle of wine or beer, whatever. And
yes.
You enjoy the atmosphere. It's just, an enjoyable afternoon. And also you can take your dog.
I think it's wonderful, especially that afternoon evening cruise. You get to see the sun coming down on the river. There's so many things to see, and the river changes its appearance all the time.
Correct, and Brett gives commentary all the way.
He sure does. It's an absolute photographic experience not to be missed. Then straight after that,
You're going to be speaking to Catherine Howe from Savvy Level.
Yes, the Savvy Level, the marriage saver, I like to call this one, Lynn. Okay, now they've got a brand new model. I think it's called the Mark IV or the Savvy Level 4. And she's going to be telling us all about that, the differences between the older Savvy Level and what it was capable of doing and this brand new Savvy Level. And incidentally, Savvy Level at the Camping Caravan Show.
Oh, right.
Yes, this weekend. I hope she sold stacks of them.
Yes.
I'm sure she would have, because they really are an absolute fabulous product and definitely will save anybody's marriage, because what this little gizmo can do for the sake of, I think, about $400, it's a must-have in your arsenal of equipment when you're on the road. And then we're going to finish up with what?
You're going to be chatting to somebody new that's going to be a bit of a regular, Ken Wilson.
Now, Ken Wilson has the Truck Caravan Road and Safety Program on Facebook.
Yes.
He's got a website as well. He's got over 20,000 followers, you know
that. Wow.
Absolutely.
It's a good website.
It is a fabulous website, and Ken tells us all about the things that I guess travellers need to know. There's so many things on there. Like, I learned something about these 3-2-1 green reflective dots that are on the posts that I knew nothing about until you pointed it out to me one day.
Yes, and I read it on his Facebook page.
You read it on his Facebook page, and we talk about it. So if you do want to follow Ken, he is on the Truck Caravan Road and Safety Program. I'm hoping, Lynn, that he's going to become a regular on the show.
Yeah, no, very good.
Fingers crossed. So this is our first chat with him, and he's a sensational guy. He's got a wealth of knowledge, and he's also got a lot of followers, over 20,000. Really knows his stuff.
Impressive.
Absolutely. So, Lynn, apart from these three wonderful discussions, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think? On with the show. Hello, listeners. Phil C here, and this is Roaming Oz, and we're in St. George with Brett from Sandytown River Cruisers. How are you today, Brett?
Very good. Thank you, Philip. Yourself?
Thank you. Oh, mate, having a fabulous time here in St. George.
Glad to hear.
Great place. Lots of interesting things to see and do. But the reason for us being here today chatting with you is we want to find out a little bit about Sandytown River Cruisers. Now, first of all, before we get on to that, how long have you been living in St. George?
This stint since 2008.
Okay.
I grew up in St. George.
Okay.
I was born in Toowoomba.
Uh-huh.
And my folks leased the Australian Hotel here for 6 years.
Okay.
That's what brought us out to the area.
Okay.
Completed an apprenticeship. My folks moved away to and fro a lot between the mid-80s up until 2008.
Okay.
When I come back out here again.
Okay.
Realised that there wasn't much happening with the river as far as people being shown up the river, and I decided to give it a crack.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm here still, my 12th year of operation.
12 years, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been good.
So tell us a bit about the river. Like, as you said, there wasn't much happening before you decided to set up Sandytown River Cruises. What can people expect to see on the river? Because it's the duration of the cruise is 2 hours.
It is a 2 hour cruise, that's for sure.
And you have like a morning cruise and an afternoon cruise. So tell us a little bit about each.
Yeah, that's right. So the morning cruise departs at 11 a.m.
Yep.
For 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
1 hour upstream will get us approximately 8 kilometres out of town from the central business area.
Right.
You can certainly consider it as a nature tour. Both the cruises, for sure.
Right.
And certainly from that 11 a.m. till 1 o'clock, the birds aren't so active.
Uh-huh.
There's not quite as many getting around, but you can still consider it as a nature tour, as I mentioned.
Right.
And I'll point out points of interest along the way. It's a succinct commentary, if you like, as we move along.
Yes.
And whatever wildlife I see in front of me at the time, I'll point out, as I mentioned, to all my passengers, it's hard to orchestrate wildlife. And so I try and do that as best as I can.
Yeah.
And with the 4 p.m. cruise, you get the lovely sunset colours. This river is very turbid, very fine sediment.
So okay.
It doesn't let any light penetrate whatsoever.
Yes.
When there's little or no wind, which uh-huh. generally is around that dusk, the surface of the water transforms into a mirror.
Really?
Yeah, lovely colour and reflections.
Fabulous.
Very much so.
So great for people that want to do photographs, I guess, too. A lot always, of things to photograph out there.
Always a photographic opportunity on the Blonde River, for sure.
Yeah.
I myself have got a little over 1,200 photographs of this particular section of the Blonde River
mm-hmm.
over the years. So,
okay.
As I mentioned, always a photographic opportunity. Very flat country here too.
Okay.
So you get the vast sunset and vast skies as well.
So your afternoon cruise, that would be the most popular, I guess?
It is, for sure, Phil. Mm-hmm. Philip, I introduced the 11 a.m. cruise this year.
Okay.
So I think it will kick off. I've had a few inquiries, but I asked for a minimum of 6 to actually go ahead with the cruise.
Okay. Yes.
And most tend to say, well, we'll jump on board the 4 p.m. cruise anyway.
Okay.
Mm.
So tell us a bit about the boat. How big is the boat? How many does it hold?
Yeah, sure. The vessel, Balon Baru Andu.
Okay.
It's a purpose-built river cruise vessel.
Right.
Fabricated in 1997
mm-hmm.
in Sydney, I believe.
Okay.
I purchased it from the Baringa Shire Council, which is Mitchell.
Okay.
Just over 200 kilometres northwest of us. In 2016, I purchased it, but I leased it for 3 years, so the 3 year lease term.
Okay.
They were operating it in Mitchell, but they put another weir across the Maranara River, which silted it with sand, the consequent floods, so they couldn't operate it.
Okay.
Anymore. And I caught wind of it, and the rest is history. It's certified for 27 passengers.
Yep.
Purpose-built river cruise, as I mentioned, but I think it's also capable of, it can carry 1.2 tonne of cargo.
Okay.
So you get pallets up the middle of the vessel too. Wheelchair accessible, pet friendly.
Great idea.
Mm.
So tell us, when you say wheelchair, just for the listeners, because they don't know what the boat looks like, explain how wheelchair people can access your boat.
Yeah, sure. So the bow door, obviously at the front of the vessel, will lower down to ground level.
Right.
I'll utilise the boat ramp, depending on if it's an electric chair, because they are obviously much heavier than the manual chairs,
mm-hmm.
and also have a 2 metre wheelchair access ramp that I'll put down as well, just especially for the electric chairs. They are quite heavy and hard to manoeuvre, and it just makes it that bit easier for the wheelies, mm-hmm. so to speak, for sure.
Yep. Mm. Well, that's a great idea. So the boat's really designed for anybody.
Correct.
If you can get wheelchair people on there, then obviously seniors are not going to have any trouble accessing, getting in or off the boat, and it's pet friendly.
Yeah.
So, what sort of people mainly go on the boat? Are they the older people, families? What sort of crowds do you normally cater for?
Well, certainly our main customer are the grey nomads.
Yep.
Because through these winter months, there'll be thousands filing through town, quite literally.
Yep.
I do have some families get on board, mainly obviously through the school holidays, and some bird watchers, keen bird watchers. You'll find over 230 species of bird, within 100 kilometre radius of St. George.
So what sort of birds are we talking about? I mean,
a myriad.
Yeah.
Obviously, all the local natives, some migratory birds, for instance, the little Arctic tern I've seen coming through here. We get the snow geese coming through here as well. The dollar bird gets here, with the odd jabiroo flies through here, braga comes through here as well, following the river system, obviously.
Yeah.
And quite a few pelican.
Pelicans.
Too. Pelican, in fact. And
We see a lot of pelicans in some of these towns, and you think, what's a pelican doing here? You imagine pelicans are going to hang around the coast.
Correct. Well, I had a passenger on board one day say that the pelican is an inland bird that invades the coast.
Ah, well, there you go. Because we've actually seen pelicans on some billabongs, haven't we, in the middle of just literally nowhere.
Well, they do come inland to breed.
Okay.
So, and in fact, the word Balon, it's a native term. Mandandanji language, and it stands for pelican.
Oh, really? Malon, interesting. Pelican. Interesting. Mm. So they named the river pretty much after that bird.
Mandandanji language, for sure.
Mm. Absolutely fantastic. I never knew that. So we've learned something today. Mm-hmm. Now, what about other things? Do you do other things other than sightseeing? Because would there be any fish in the river? Would people, can they charter you if they wanted to do some fishing? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I do want to start in the near future.
Okay.
I haven't really concentrated too much on the fishing charters. It's just a different ball game to river cruisers. Obviously, with those knives, there's hooks.
Yes.
And I'll need a deckhand as well. I won't be able to do it all on my own.
Uh-huh.
For sure. St. George is touted to be inland fishing capital of Australia, or Queensland at least.
Yep.
But indeed, fishing is quite good, especially now after a good flow in the river.
Right.
After a few months of good flow, they've stirred the fish up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an angler as such, but I'll catch a fish if that's what everyone's doing.
I mean,
there are mad, keen anglers in town to the extent where they'll sit on the riverbank for up to 8 hours. Even if they haven't caught a fish, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. So what sort of fish would one expect to catch in there if they decided to go for a fish?
Certainly Murray cod.
Yep.
Yellow belly.
Yes.
The eel-tailed jewfish. Unfortunately, the European carp, or I think it's the Spanish carp, which infests the water.
Yep.
There are crustaceans. The blue claw yabby.
Right.
And cherubin.
Yes.
The little shrimp-like creature.
Yes.
Water rats. Water hen and the short-necked tortoise, amongst other reptiles.
Yeah.
And obviously through the warmer months, many reptiles.
So you get to see a lot of creatures, a lot of animals.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, not just bird life. There's things to see in the water as well.
As long as they're out there, I'll point it out to them, as long as I can see it. But for sure, there's spotted snakes swimming across the river as late as 2 weeks ago, swimming across. So it's they're still on the move, but once winter comes, they'll slow right up.
Yeah.
But otherwise, certainly consider it as a nature tour. But the lovely colours and the vast skies that we have out here, very flat country, makes for a great sunset cruise, for sure.
Well, matey, I'm looking forward to having a session with you this afternoon out there on that boat. Looking forward to it, especially when you said that the water is so, not clear, but the reflections.
Yeah.
And the colours.
Indeed. Yeah. So, a lot of people are amazed and gobsmacked almost, especially by the time we get back to the boat ramp.
Mm. Fantastic. Mm. All right, mate. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, Brett.
My pleasure.
Brett, listeners from Sandytown River Cruises here in St. George. Before we wind this up, can I play you a song? It's got to be Aussie, because that's all we play. You got a favourite Aussie singer or band? Or?
Well, I think there's really only one Aussie singer I'm aware of, and that's old Slim Dusty, of course.
Okay. Favourite Slim song?
Yeah, Looking Forward, Looking Back, I think, is one of his better songs, I guess, for the want of a better word.
Well, I think also it's very appropriate for what you're doing on the river, looking forward, looking back, because if you don't see it going one way, you're going to see it going the other. Certainly not Duncan. You're going to have a beer with Duncan out there.
Not while I'm on the boat, anyway.
No, fabulous. All right, listeners, well, we're going to be back with more Roman Oz straight after Slim Dusty's Looking Forward, Looking Back.
Looking forward, looking back, I've come a long way down the track. Got a long way left to go, making songs from what I know, making sense of what I've seen. All the love we've had between you and I along the track, looking forward, looking back. There are strange days full of change on the way, but we'll be fine, unlike some. I'll be leaning forward to see what's coming, looking forward, looking back. I've come a long way down the track, got a long way left to go, making songs from what I know. If I'm alone at night, I can see through all triviality of the day, and I'm okay. I just think of those who are dear to me, looking forward, looking back. I've come a long way down the track, got a long way left to go, making songs from what I know, making songs from what I know. Hey, looking forward, looking back.
7th Street Caravans have now moved to a brand new location. 11 Clayton Road, Heatherbrae is where you'll find them. Whether you're looking to sell, trade or upgrade, they'll look after you. Check out their range, Silver Valley, Hurricane, Paramount, Road Trip or their flagship Option RV. They won't be beaten on price, so get yourself a knockout deal today. They're open 6 days a week. Why not give them a call on 02-4987-5288 or check out their website 7thstreetcaravans.com.au. G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Roaming Oz and I've got a guest on the phone today we haven't spoken to for some time, but you may recall if you've been a regular listener of this program, Catherine Howe from Savvy Level. How are you going today, my dear?
I'm well. How are you, Phil?
Oh, absolutely having a ball. You know what? I still haven't gone out and got one of your marriage savers, okay? I'm still doing it the old-fashioned way.
Phil?
Yes. I know. I've got to find time to actually figure out how to get one of these Savvy Levels, okay, because I am doing it the old-fashioned way. And we're doing a lot of travel, and we have stayed in some places that have been a little bit out of level, so it definitely might have saved my marriage. Of course, there's a couple of arguments here and there, but, hey, we're still loving each other. And it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, I think, isn't it? So, yes.
You're right. It is. Well, the good thing is, Phil, you can actually get the Savvy 4 now, the Savvy Series 4 is out. So Savvy 3 was brilliant,
yes.
Certainly, you know, award-winning, but now you can get out and get the Savvy 4. And look, it's easy to get, Phil. Just go online. Uh-huh. That's all you have to do, savvylevel.store, and
what?
Order them. We've got stockers around as well, but...
Okay.
Yeah, just go online. Very easy to get there, Phil.
Now, the last time we would have been speaking would have been the previous model, because it was about a year or more ago. We spoke about Savvy Level. So what's the difference in the new one, the Level 4?
Well, you know, look, both Savvies, well, all of the Savvies, you know, we've been around for many years
yes.
now. They're all brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But Savvy 4 is now completely different to Savvy 3. It just... is even a step up from right. Savvy 3. And those of your guests or, you know, the listeners yep. who have Savvy 3, they'd know how fantastic it is. But, yes. look, the Savvy 4 has a completely different app, right. Probably more user-friendly app. The old Savvy 3, you had to read. It wasn't as intuitive in the sense that you had to do some reading to find out how to get the times 10 zoom mode, which, may I say, Phil, you need. Without the times 10 zoom mode, you can't level properly.
Okay.
It's the times 10 sort of increases the image and shows you which wheel to ramp, and you can use it with airbags, ramps, and, of course, block levelling.
Okay.
But anyway, the Savvy 3 had that. Savvy 4 has it just really easy. It's just a little clicker, the button on the front. And you have a tutorial on the Savvy 4, so it tells you exactly what you need to do, how to get your hitch height so you can recouple in one go. It has Bluetooth strength. It tells you exactly, you know, what your Bluetooth strength is. It has the remote battery reader, so you get to know the charge of your in-house battery. That just comes as an extra addition for free on the system. It has blocks, so it tells you how many blocks you need, whether you're using a motorhome or a caravan, at each wheel, how many millimetres you're out, so you know that you won't overrun a ramp. You know how much height is required to level,
yep.
which wheel is down. It's it just has a plethora of things still, and it's just a completely new app and a new firmware set. So it
right.
just has less lag, which means it's not that there was much lag on the Savvy 3, but now it's absolutely 100% precise. So it replicates the movement precisely. When you move, you're sitting in your car, and you move, say you drive forward, Savvy level, which is in the caravan or your motorhome,
right.
will show you exactly the movement that you're doing without any lag at all. So it's a completely different firmware set. And, of course, the Bluetooth is even stronger. It's what we call 7.5 dBm.
Mm-hmm.
dBm, sorry. Usually it's 0 dBm, but this is – so it's packed with great Bluetooth. So basically you've got 80 metres in the open environment. You will get the Bluetooth signal from the caravan to you sitting in the car.
Wow.
Plus a whole lot of stuff. So fabulous. There we go. Heaps of stuff.
So were these things that you thought were – what, people with the Savvy 3 came to you and said, well, look, I love it, but is there any way this could be improved or that could be improved? What inspired you to want to take it to another level?
Well, good question. Actually, the hitch height feature that we have on the Savvy 3, it is on the Savvy 3,
mm-hmm.
People were saying it would be really good when we unhitch just to have a little button where we can remember the position when we unhitched. So when we go back to recouple, we just turn the jockey wheel to that position.
Right.
And it was people writing to our engineers saying, you know, can we have this addition? Can we have that? And it was added.
Wow.
So, yeah, definitely. We do listen to what people have to say, mm-hmm. and it was just time to bring out, you know, just time to bring out the Savvy 4 and the next set, always making things better. Our business mantra is always quality, 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 because
yes.
we are fully Australian made
mm-hmm.
and manufactured. So none of our systems are made anywhere overseas. It's all made here in our country
yes.
with high quality components. So, you know, we listen to people. We've got an Australian help desk. People write to us and say we'd like to have that, you know, that maybe something a little bit different, and we listen to it, and hence the Savvy 4.
Wow. So how long has the Savvy 4 been available now? Has it been out for a while?
Well, no, just released 3rd of February, actually.
Oh, yes, this year. So it's brand new.
Absolutely. We had pre-order. We've got a pre-order special.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're actually, that was up until the 3rd of February, but that's $70 off. So
mm-hmm.
it's a huge savings.
Right.
But we decided to keep it going. So if any of your listeners are interested, they've seen the Savvy level and they think, oh, look, it's time to buy. This is the time to buy. Whilst we've got the $70
yes.
special on, you won't see prices like that again. But we're keeping that on for a little bit longer.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long, but yeah, so it's only just been released this year, Phil.
Fabulous. Wow. So how did you get the show? Because obviously I was speaking with Jeff Diath, and now you know Jeff. Well, look, that's, before we talk about the show, you've got a bit of a business association going on with Jeff Diath from Checkweight now. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, in fact, I have to have a good chat to him after I've spoken to you, and I know you're speaking to him this afternoon as well.
Indeed.
Fantastic, yep. fantastic fellow. Yes, mm-hmm. he and his whole team came up to when we were in Newcastle, actually, and just absolutely were so impressed, blown away by the Savvy level. So they're ordering some Savvy levels and we'll be offering those on the road and when they're at expos, et cetera. So okay. Watch this space. So definitely, yes, brilliant fellow, really knows what he's talking about. And absolutely, yes, and absolutely love the Savvy level. We've got lots of reviews and people who do see the Savvy and they actually see it in action and they say, I want to get on board. So absolutely, yes, I'll be chatting to him this afternoon.
Fabulous. So how did you go at the show? Did you sell many? Because I know Jeff did extremely well. The show that's just gone, the Newcastle show.
Yeah, look, we always do really well at shows. We sometimes sell out of products and people end up buying it and not taking it away and we have to ship it out to them. So always do exceptionally well. In fact, the Savvy 4 is that we've sold thousands of those already and that was at pre-order. So, and of course, you know, getting into the overseas market with the motorhome, a lot of people know about the Savvy CV4.
Yes.
But they don't realise that there's a specific Savvy level for motorhomes, the MH4, and that's just a game changer for motorhome levelling. So, you know, and that's doing really well overseas where there's a huge motorhome market. Overseas, but yes, yay to Aussie manufacturing getting out exporting overseas as well.
I think it's important, and we did make mention when we spoke before that this Savvy level was designed here, it's manufactured here, it is 100% Australian product.
Absolutely. A lot of people, I think it's a bit disappointing when they have the Australian logo. We actually asked, we had to, you know, someone has to come out and check that, you know, you're eligible for the Australian logo. And there still are some people who can hold that Australian logo and still have a portion of their products made overseas. Mm. So they're made overseas and they're put together in Australia.
Yes.
Which is a little bit disappointing.
Absolutely.
However, with ours, no, it's all here, all manufactured in Australia. So,
fabulous.
As I said, one of our business mantras is quality. So we really just want to offer the Australian, you know, public and people who buy the Savvy. It's not made for obsolescence. It's made to last. It'll outlast your caravan.
Yep.
Yeah, so quality all the way. And, of course, just bringing back that confidence into Australian manufacturing.
Okay.
And tech manufacturing for our caravans and the RV, you know, genre, if you like.
And the other thing with it is, you said it's not something that becomes obsolete. So if you buy it and have it installed and you decide to update your caravan at some point, you can actually take the Savvy level with you, can't you? You don't have to leave it there.
Absolutely. Of course you can. Lots of people do that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You can put it on any new sort of, you know, if you buy another caravan or camper.
Yes.
Absolutely, you can do that. Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic
idea. And it can go inside. I mean, the Savvy can go inside or outside.
Yes.
We actually went to Titanium Caravans a little while ago and they were using airbag systems to level their caravan. So they offer Savvy level as well. And it took, the techs were saying it took 4 minutes for them to install it inside.
Wow.
And because they're using, airbags as well.
Yes.
It took the owner, I think Jason is the owner of Titanium, it took him to level his caravan using Savvy with the airbag systems, honestly, about 10 seconds.
So that in itself is well, you've left me speechless. Now tell me.
I don't know why you don't have one yet. But even with the ramp, you know, even you can do ramp leveling just so quickly because Savvy actually tells you which wheel is down. So you
of
just.
Of course.
Stick a ramp under all your blocks, under however many blocks Savvy says, under the ramp wheel that's down, drive forward. Takes you 10 seconds.
Easy.
You level in the east-west sun. Like,
easy.
So easy.
Going to have to organise one of these marriages. I mean, Savvy levels. Although they definitely would be a marriage saver, I'm sure. You see lots of people, lots of couples yelling and screaming at each other.
Absolutely. Everyone does say that. It saves the argument. So one person levels by themselves or the other one can be having a glass of wine or a beer or a cup of tea or whatever.
So easily done. So tell us the price. Has there been a bit of an increase, obviously, between the 4 and the 3? Or is, firstly, are 3 still available if the people are sort of to a budget? Or have you...
Well, the 3 is a good question. Some of the stockers still have some 3s that they're they're selling out. We actually did a good sale for the Savvy 3s as well and are now sold out the Savvy 3s. But there are still some stockers. Just go to the website and click on the link stockers and give them a call. They've still got some Savvy 3s, which, as I said, they're award-winning, brilliant, brilliant product.
Yes.
Now, the Savvy 4 has actually gone up quite a lot. So just in the sense there's just so much more to it.
Yep.
But as I said, we're selling them at Savvy 3 prices at the moment. So just your Savvy 4 by itself is $400.
Yes.
But we're selling that at the moment at
$330.
$330, yep. Look, but it's, when you think about it, if you know, if you actually think how expensive some of these hydraulic systems are, you're looking at, you know, upwards of $5,000, $7,000, and they're really heavy. You've got a lightweight, less than 500 grams, you know, real quality computer-generated leveling.
Yes.
For $400, it's, you know, and fully Australian-made as well. Yeah. So, yeah, that's
I think for $400, the marriage saver, $400, it's a very, very small outlay when you consider that you're spending anywhere, depending upon your budget, you know, you could spend $60,000, $80,000 up to $180,000 for a caravan or a motorhome. You spend more on a motorhome. So $400 to just make life so much easier, so much more peaceful, leveled, sitting back, having a tea, a coffee, a wine, a beer, whatever, no arguments with a little one. And life just goes on. Holidays are meant to be fun, not meant to be stress, and this will definitely life a lot easier when you're leveling up.
Absolutely. And even with the motorhome, if you know your listeners who have motorhomes, it's actually very difficult to level east, west, north, south all at once.
Yes.
You can't do it. I'm sure they'll realise you simply can't do it, but with the Savvy, you can. It's just simply, it tells you how many blocks or if you're using ramps, exactly what you need to do, and you simply drive forward, you know, place them, drive forward, and you level in the east-west, north-south, just in one go.
Yes.
It's just brilliant.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Catherine, it's been so good catching up with you, my dear. I'm going to have to catch up with you again at some stage. And congratulations for teaming up with Jeff Diaz from Checkweight. I'm sure you guys are going to have a fabulous business relationship. Because
looking forward to it.
Like you guys, knowing your business, that being leveling, he knows his business, and that being acronyms, weights and measures. So I'm sure you're going to have a great relationship there.
Thanks.
I'm going to wind this one up, my dear. How can I finish up? What song can I play for you? You know, the last time it's got to be Aussie. Anything you like.
Well, I'm always very partial, and I lived overseas for quite a few years, and I used to love listening to when we had the headphones. I used to walk through Hyde Park, and I had the headphones on, and I'd see that Qantas flying across, and I'd think of home, and I always played, loved, passionately loved The Seekers, of course, good old Judith Durham, and I am Australian.
You know, for a moment you had me fooled. You were talking, I'm thinking, she wants Peter Allen. I still call Australia home. But
yes, that's still a fantastic song, but The Seekers just touches my heart, that one.
All right. Fantastic, Catherine. All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, and we'll catch up with you again soon. There you go, listeners.
Right.
Catherine Howe from Savvy Level. Thank you so much, darling. Have a lovely day.
Okay. You too. Take care,
Phil. All right, listeners, we'll be back with more Roaming Oz straight after The Seekers. I am Australian.
I came from the dream time, from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the flame. I stood upon the rocky shore. I watched the tall ships come. For 40,000 years I've been the first Australian. I came upon the prison ship, bowed down by iron chains. I fought the land, endured the lash, and waited for the rains. I'm a settler, I'm a farmer's wife on a dry and barren run. A convict, then a free man, I became Australian.
I'm the daughter of a digger who sold the mother load. The girl became a woman on the long and dusty road. I'm a child of the Depression.
I saw the good times come.
I'm a bushy, I'm a backer. I am Australia.
We are one, but we are many. And from all the lands on earth we come, we'll share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian.
I'm a teller of stories. I'm a singer of songs. I am Albert Namatjira, and I paint the ghostly gums. I'm Clancy on his horse. I'm Ned Kelly on the run. I'm the one who waltzed Matilda. I am Australia.
I'm the hot wind from the desert. I'm the black soil of the plains. I'm the mountains and the valleys. I'm the drought and flooding rains. I am the rock, I am the sky.
The rivers when they run. The spirit of this great land. I am Australian. We are one. But we are many, and from all the lands on earth we come, we'll share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian. We are one, but we are many.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Raymond Oz, and I've got a brand new speaker on the program today. He goes by the name of Ken Wilson, and he is from the Truck Friendly Caravan Road Safety Program. How are you going today, Ken?
I'm going well, Phil, and how are you and Lynn?
Oh, we are doing fabulously. We're travelling here in Tasmania, having a wonderful time, but I want to firstly, before we start actually talking, is say thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, because I know you're an extremely busy man. So thank you very much for being on our program today.
My pleasure.
Matey, just for the benefit of people who don't know you, and I'm sure that your reputation has far preceded you, because you've got your own website, you've got your Facebook page with over 22,000 followers. Listeners, Ken Wilson has the Facebook and website for Truck Friendly Caravan Road and Safety Program. Now, as I said, he's got over 22,000 listeners, or followers rather, 110 followers each week. That is an incredible number, Ken. Tell us all about this. How long has it been running?
We started researching for the Truck Friendly Program back in 2016, 2017.
Right.
We did a lot of research and consulting with truck drivers and caravanners and government and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually launched the Facebook page on, I think, about the 14th of June, 2019.
Right.
We had had over 5,400 people read the website in the first week. The Facebook page quickly grew. One of our posts reached 1.2 million people, and it was shared 9,200 times.
Wow, that is an incredible number. That's huge.
It just shows you that there is a big need, and first for accurate, non-sales based road safety information.
Okay, so tell us about your background. Now, were you a truck driver? It says truck friendly caravan road safety. So, are you a truck driver or no?
No, I'm not a truck driver. Okay. I do have an MR license, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't call myself a truck driver and never have.
Right.
I'm a caravanner.
Okay.
We did the family bit where we moved from tent to camper trailers and then up to my wife and I now, we're on about a fifth caravan.
Right.
From memory. We've been around for a little while in the industry, but we were taking the van up to Port Douglas. We live in Bundaberg.
Okay.
Going up to Port Douglas, and I noticed long convoys of cars, etc., behind caravanners.
Yes.
And trucks were being held up, etc. Now the trucks, etc., are on their time zones, and they've got to be at certain places at certain times, and they've only got a small driving window of probably 12 hours, something like that, depending on their approvals. So they're held up. They may end up having exceeding their driving time, just 100 kilometres from their home base, where they're going to miss seeing their kids at night and seeing the kids perform in the school concert and that type of thing,
right?
And also miss their load for the next day because they've got to have a regulated break.
Uh-huh.
So there's all these sort of issues on the highway, except for with the trucks, and also people get frustrated being held up. So I was talking to my wife, and we said, what we need is a sticker on the back of the van saying that we're truck friendly. So call us up on the UHF and we'll help you get around us quickly.
Okay.
And from there, it just grew and grew, and we started researching more. So originally it was about interacting with the heavy vehicles, but it's morphed into a far bigger monster than I anticipated, in that it includes majority of the posts, etc., about caravan safety.
Right.
And in our research, we found there was so much inaccurate and just garbage information out there. Mm. A lot of it was just sales-based. So it was, saying, oh, you need this or you need that, when in actual fact, you probably don't. You just need to load your vehicle properly and pick the right vehicle for the job.
Okay. Yes, of course.
We found that too many people rely on aftermarket products.
Okay.
And not basic safe towing practices.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to basic safe towing practices, you probably don't need half the aftermarket products that you're being sold.
Right.
No disrespect to them at all, because a lot of them are there as a good extra safety measure, and I strongly recommend a lot of them. Like your stability control, electronic stability control and anti-sway and that sort of stuff.
Right.
They're great, and, they should be on every van. But don't rely on them to stop your van from swaying if it's badly loaded.
Yeah, of course.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, one of the people we have on our show, Jeff Diath from Checkweight, he talks about these sorts of things all the time because, people say, oh, my caravan's swaying. Oh, go and buy a pair of sway bars or throw some airbags on there. And, in fact, all you're doing is creating a bigger problem. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a severed artery. It's not really what you need to do. Much better off to load your van correctly rather than go out and buy something to try and rectify what's going on. So it's great to hear that you're not interested in trying to sell people stuff. You're just really interested in trying to educate people as to, like, i.e., with this fabulous sticker that you came up with, Truck Friendly. How long's that sticker been available, and how can people get hold of it?
We launched that with the Facebook page, etc. It's a 30-centimetre sticker, so it's a large sticker.
Right.
It's a round green sticker. It says, I'm Truck Friendly, and there's two sponsors on the bottom who helped pay for the printing of the stickers, etc.
Right.
They're probably about $4 to $5 each if you're going to buy them, but right. They're provided free.
Mm-hmm.
We've got probably around about 50 odd sites throughout Australia. A lot of them are tourist information centres, caravan repair places, and so on and so forth.
Okay,
where you can actually collect a free sticker,
mm-hmm.
but you need to qualify to put one of the stickers on your van. And to qualify, you need to have a UHF radio.
Right.
And monitoring channel 40.
Okay.
You also need to have read the truck-friendly website and driving guides there, which explain how to interact with heavy vehicles and what to do and what not to do when being overtaken or overtaking.
Okay.
And also you want to, you know, have you want to help other drivers.
Of course.
Basically, you know, and we're trying to build that more cooperative relationship on the road. We're not caravanners and truck drivers. We're all road users.
Yeah.
So let's all work together.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that we're trying to really push is that, you know, let's all work together. Forget about this us and them mentality, which is an absolute load of garbage.
Cause, right.
You know, there's so many truck drivers who are towing caravans now and, you know, it's, and they're learning that, hey, is it is a little bit more difficult towing a pig trailer as against towing a semi-trailer. You know, there's differences, different skills in that involved. So let's all work together.
Absolutely. And the thing with that sticker too, I mean, I'm driving a fifth wheeler, for example, so I'm a big rig to begin with. So obviously for a truck driver to be able to get round me, seeing a sticker on there that says I'm truck friendly, and of course I do have a UHF, and it does scan between several channels, including 40, obviously.
Yep.
And it helps them, but also not them. I mean, if somebody's travelling behind you in just say a four-wheel drive, and he sees, oh, truck friendly, he's going to know, I guess, that you're talking to the truck. So if the four-wheel drive travelling behind you is wanting to get around me and I'm 15 metres long, he could easily call me up, couldn't he, and say, hey, is it, how are we going there, my friend? Are you clear? Am I good to go? Or so it wouldn't just primarily aim at a truck, would it? I mean, other caravan drivers probably know what it means. And if you're going slower, oh, yeah, I'm a fifth wheeler, so I don't go at 100 kilometres an hour, whereas caravans do. Some caravan drivers do drive at 95, 100 k's, and if they want to get around me and I've got that sticker on there, they would know what it means, I'm assuming, and communicate with me.
We've issued probably, there's probably around about well over 3,000 stickers out there.
Okay.
On different vehicles all over Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Some are sort of, you know, parked up for a bit and some are on the road full-time.
Okay.
There's, the idea of the sticker is to let people know, I always say life's like a box of chocolates when you come up behind a caravan or a motorhome or whatever on the road.
Yes.
You don't know if that driver's an arrogant so-and-so and just doesn't give a stuff about other people or whether they're somebody who's educated and know what to do.
Right.
I've been around, 4 o'clock drinks at the campfire, and some people say, oh, yeah, when there's a truck behind me, I slow down so that they can get around me easily. Well, that's the worst thing that you can do.
Of course, yes.
You know, and the truck driver's going to curse you as soon as you do it.
Yeah.
So there's all this sort of stuff that, you know, if you read our website, et cetera, it'll explain what to do when a truck is getting ready to overtake you, et cetera. And most of it is based around communication.
Yes.
The old, you put your indicators on to indicate to the car behind that it's
safe
it's
to
okay
overtake.
To go past is now illegal in Western Australia.
Yeah, I think it's very
there's
dangerous.
There's a lot of changes. Yeah, a number of, whenever I post that on the Facebook page, the number of people who report of near accidents where they indicated to turn right and somebody's gone around and thinking that they were saying it's okay
it's
to pass.
It's okay to pass. A very, very dangerous act, in fact, to
that's right.
To use your indicator to tell somebody it's safe to pass. But, because that's right. It's very confusing. Your indicator is meant to indicate the direction that you're going in, not to tell somebody, hey, it's clear to go around me, isn't it? So,
that's right. It's also, it's illegal, officially illegal in Western Australia and technically probably illegal in most other states and that as well.
Okay.
But when we were researching, we found that there was so much garbage information out there, like even on respected websites, et cetera, like the Caravan and Camping Industry Association of South Australia. They've got on there that every vehicle, every caravan, except the smallest camper trailer, should be using a weight distribution hitch. Well, you know, there's so many manufacturers of vehicles saying, do not use a weight distribution hitch on this vehicle.
Yes.
Because it interferes with the airbag suspension or stability control or whatever.
Yes.
And then there's other vehicles that say you should be using one.
Yep.
And then there's people who over-tension them and damage their chassis that the insurance company doesn't have. So there's all these issues there. And, you know, you go onto these respected sites and you expect the information to be accurate.
Of course.
A lot of them, too, are just trying to, you know, sell stuff to you. And if you Google how to use a weight distribution hitch, you'll see videos there of Isuzu's being used as a demonstration vehicle on how to use a weight distribution hitch.
Right.
Well, if you look up that model, you'll find that on the Isuzu truck website, it says it does not recommend the use of a weight distribution hitch on that vehicle.
Okay.
And these are the you know, the caravanning experts, so-called caravanning experts, giving all this information. You think, geez, you know, no wonder the poor people new to caravanning are confused. So that's why we make sure that we fully research from multiple sources any information that we put on the site. If I get it wrong, I'm more than happy to, you know, have an educated debate on the subject and change it if necessary.
Okay.
But, so far...
So far,
we've been lucky and being able to get it all right.
So, lucky, or yeah, obviously, the amount of time and research you put in there. I don't know if luck's really got to do much with it. I think you're just being very, very careful as to what you put up, because obviously
with
110 followers a week and over 22,000 followers, that's a big number of people, and you certainly wouldn't want to put something up there that was inaccurate, that would cause
somebody will tell you straight away, but yeah, they do. Don't you worry about that.
Fair enough.
I should tell you.
Well, mate, I think you're doing a wonderful job, and this is all your time, isn't it? You just do this out of the goodness of your heart because you want to help and educate people. You're not getting paid to do any of this.
Jenny, my wife and I, we still both work
to pay the
bills, etc., and also to help fund the program. We get no government funding.
Okay.
The Queensland government did print one batch of the stickers for us, and Bundaberg City Council printed the brochures for us. But apart from that, the website costs and travel and other costs are all borne by Jenny and I from our household budget.
Of course.
We'd certainly love to talk to any sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
I do reserve the right to keep accuracy in my comments and they're all based on personal experience and research, so it's not a paid ad site by any means, unlike some of them.
Yes.
I write what I believe to be accurate and truthful information.
Okay.
Because the idea is to help the caravanners. You know, we're trying to help them decide what's fact and what's fiction.
Okay. Fabulous work, Ken. I think you're doing a great job, and I think you'd have a wealth of information there that would probably be well and true worthy for other people to be able to tune into. Do you think you might have the time to become a regular speaker on the show at some point, like Jeff Diaz, or no?
Happy to have a bit of a chat, Phil, from time to time.
Okay.
Say with my work commitments and other commitments, but... as I said, we're not a paid service, so it's just a matter of when I can fit it into my schedule. But more than happy to help. I want to get the road safety message out there as to as many people as I possibly can.
Absolutely.
So if there's any other avenues like your show that can help with that, I'm more than happy to do what we can.
Fabulous. Mate, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate that, because I do know, believe me, I do know how busy you are, because it's been some time for us to be able to even organise this phone conversation.
Yes.
So I understand you're an extremely busy man, and if you can find time to talk to us about more topics, I think it'd be great, and I'm sure the listeners would really welcome having somebody with your experience on the program.
No problem at all, and happy to answer any questions, etc., from listeners, and that if they'd like to ask specific questions.
Fantastic.
If I can help, I don't claim to know it all, but if I can help, I will.
Fantastic. Well, Ken, I've got to wind this segment up now, my friend, and this is the first time we've chatted, so you're not familiar with what we do, but we always play an Australian song, because this is all Aussie radio, after each segment. Do you have a favourite Australian singer or band that you really like?
I do. I met Glenn Shorrock down in Hervey Bay there once. Absolutely top bloke.
Absolutely.
Big fan of the Little River Band, first Under the Wire album. So Cool Change.
Oh.
Cool Change is one of my favourites.
Absolutely one of my most favourite songs as well of LRB, Cool Change. It gets requested a little bit on my music show, so I know our travelling listeners are going to appreciate this one as well. Ken, thank you so much for your time today.
You stay safe.
Thanks, okay, Bill. Thank you Bye. So much. We'll be back with more Roman Oz listeners straight after LRB's Cool Change.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. Sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Time for that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. Spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Oh,
hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or romanoz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.